As the ski season approaches, Utah's resorts are in the middle of filling thousands of seasonal jobs. Some of those workers come from overseas on visas that are under threat by the Trump administration. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
The J-1 visa program is a foreign work exchange, usually used by college students from other countries. This year, it will help Utah ski resorts fill about 1,000 seasonal jobs, according to Nathan Rafferty, president of Ski Utah.
About half of our resorts utilize J-1 visas. Several ski areas use several hundred. Others use, 10, 20.
Members of Congress from both parties and more recently President Trump have criticized the visa program, saying companies should hire American workers first. But Rafferty says the opposition is misguided. Most jobs filled by J-1 visa workers are seasonal and low wage.
Americans are looking for full-time work, and our ski areas have just these seasonal opportunities available. So you're talking about lifties and dishwashers and busboys.
Trump campaigned on slashing the program or doing away with it entirely. And while the administration hasn't brought it up recently, Rafferty says the ski industry is still on edge.
We are worried that this J-1 program could go away with a stroke of a pen. We've seen that a lot with this administration, and it would negatively impact our industry. There's no question about it.
He says it's not only ski resorts that use the visa program. Some farmers hire J-1 workers, and so do local businesses outside of Utah's national parks. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.